Hey, this is Kurt and Sherrod.
That's right, and today we got Lisa Ann and Gilbert Godfrey on the show.
You see, they found out some metric that there's 10% more listeners if we record a stupid intro.
That's right.
So we got those two guests, and listen, don't listen. We don't want you. You're a moron if you need that.
And I tell you about this, Lisa Ann or Gilbert Godfrey, I'm fucking one of them.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised which one.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, a friend of mine asked me what I'm going to do for Movember. And I said, Movember, I think you have a speech impediment. But he said, no, Movember is the foundation where men grow their facial hair to raise money for men's awareness for health. Health awareness. I had no idea. But you know what? I guess I'm going to grow my hair. I'm going to grow my hair for Movember and raise some awareness and raise some money for men's health. And guess what? Harry's, that's right, Harry's, who we're partners with, the blade people, the razors, the blades for your scalps and your face, they're partners with Movember Foundation. So make sure you pick up some Harry's so when Movember's over, you can cut all that facial hair off and get back to work. That's right, the Movember Foundation, raising money for men's health awareness. All month of November, you call it Movember, and you raise money. Harry's, go to harrys.com. Check out the blades. They got to give you the three blades. You get the shaving cream or the gel. It hydrates your skin. It's $15. But if you use the promo code RACEWARS, that's right, RACEWARS, two words, you get $5 off. $10, you get the three blades. You get the shaving stuff, the gel that hydrates your skin. Get out there. Movember. Represent. Rich
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and Shabazz.
Kurt's running late again. Welcome to the Race Wars. Race Wars podcast. We're back in the building. Gilbert Godfrey's here.
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yeah, I agree.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Where's the white man? Where's Kurt? Kurt Metzger. He should have been here already.
Yeah. Where's the white man? Can I speak to the white man? Can I speak to Kurt, the white devil?
How do you know I call him that?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank
you. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Thank you.
We also have Lisa Ann in the building.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good God almighty, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I like that there's a helmet in here.
Yes, that's there's a lot probably, of helmets in here pointed at you.
When I walk into a room of strange people and a couple of funny ones and I see a helmet, I think everything's going to be all right.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So we got a fooled.
And I just think of a million punchlines that have to do with polishing my helmet. Yeah. It's like too easy already. It's like after a
Why
while.
Why just yours?
After a while, you just kind of point to the helmet and you go, all right. You know, I can't even bother. It's too obvious. Yeah.
And Christine Nagel's back too. Christine?
Yes, hello.
Thank you. The fans loved you last week.
Oh, thank you.
They went crazy over that Philly girl.
Yeah, like I gotta say, like God bless everybody. It was really beautiful, and I appreciate your support. Also, it's Nangle.
Nangle.
Nangle. Right?
What did I say? Nangle.
You said Nagel.
Nagel. Like
that's a more common last name.
Because I'm saying like you're my Nagel.
You could say that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say it.
You thought it though.
I've thought it every time I've written my name my entire life.
Oh. So welcome. Welcome back.
I'm happy to be back, and you're in the studio.
I'm here now.
We met in person.
I was out last week shooting that pilot for A&E. Come on, white people with your promises. Let something score. Your broken white people promises. They owe me. God damn it, Gilbert. They owe me something. They owe me something out of this.
What else is on A&E?
It's not good stuff.
I always think of the Trivial Pursuit category when I...
It's a whole bunch of opening shit that they don't know what's inside of, like Storage Wars and some... they need us so bad. They need to just opening shit up and be like, oh, it's an umbrella.
I couldn't even tell you where that channel is on my guide.
It's like, 46 on Time Warner.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. I'll pass by.
I'll tell you what channel I see you on, though.
Hey,
the kids can't watch that channel.
I don't think you actually see it on the channel because that would mean you had to pay for it. And I know nobody pays for it. So.
I do still pay for it.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm old fashioned.
You must have a lot of good karma coming your way by means of vaginas.
Oh, shit.
Because we really do wish that for you people out there who pay for it.
I still pay for it.
What do you mean by you people?
People who pay for porn.
Yeah. I wish a lot of vaginas to you people.
Yeah, you people who pay for porn?
I think you people have suffered enough, and I'd like to wish you a tremendous amount of vaginas.
Thank you.
Vaginas. Yeah.
40 vaginas and a mule.
Yeah.
At least 40 vaginas this
because
weekend.
Because I feel bad about slavery and sitting in the back of the bus and all that. So I really hope you have a lot of vaginas.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, 40,
that's what Dr. King wanted for us.
Yes.
40
he dreamt.
He said, I have a dream of a lot of vaginas.
Yep.
White vaginas, preferably, but I'll take any color. Thank you. They had to edit it down because it sounds bad in the speeches.
So they cut that part out.
Yeah. It doesn't sound as good.
You get the transcripts, though.
When he says, I have a dream that one day I'm going to get a big, hairy vagina. And that, it just didn't work the same way.
It didn't have the same...
Tremendous editing.
What did I just miss?
You missed a whole bunch of funny.
The good parts.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you already make the special announcement? Because John made a special song.
What? No, I didn't make this.
I introduced
everybody.
All right, that's great.
I made sure the show was funny.
Okay,
We laughed all the way up to your interruption of the laughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so
get
funny.
Ready for
you
a
just right when the it. Show was picking up, you walked in and killed it.
Yeah. I agree.
You like happens. You drove a stake through the heart of comedy.
We've got an hour and a half to get it back. I mean,
I think it's pretty much dead now.
It's just finished.
Yeah,
you ruined it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this can cheer everybody up.
Yeah, I'm sure this will change everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah.
Not for Gilbert, maybe not.
Yeah.
Or for Lizanne.
Yeah.
But Caitlin quit the show.
Oh, what? Caitlin quit the show?
Yeah, news Caitlin quit
what's
the show.
On?
That's
why
Aaron is in the Caitlin show.
Right, that's the Aaron. And we talked about that. But what's going on with Caitlin?
I don't know the whole... I was just going to say, this is what I was going to announce, which was she wants to do her own thing. And we wish her luck, but that's not what she wants me to say. She wants me to say she quit the show because we're not paying her.
Paying her for what? For paying her money?
Yeah, I told her, listen.
Welcome to the club, bitch.
Yeah.
She wants to get paid in vaginas. A lot of people.
Look, I did my best to explain to her that we were paying her per laugh she generated. But she wasn't.
She owes us some money, actually.
So she's in the hole about $600 with the show right now. So anyway, John and Shelby. Where's Shelby? Is he not here?
He's at the office making it.
Oh, Shelby, God bless his heart. Yeah. And by the way, I was about to say, now, have you seen Shelby before? From Bennington Show?
No. Who the hell is Shelby?
He's our producer. The one.
Oh, Shelby, yeah.
The dude that you're like, I'm probably going to rape you one day when you look at him.
Young face?
Like, I don't even have a feeling like that, but just when you look at him, you're like...
Oh, you want to push him over and put your dick in him?
Because on his face, he looks like...
I'm trying to understand this.
It looks like he's going
to
be like...
I'm trying to, too.
Yeah, well, you'll meet him, you'll understand. They call him Fleshlight Mouth, so whatever.
Yeah, Fleshlight Mouth.
Whoa!
He does have a Fleshlight Mouth.
Will I meet him tonight?
I don't know, but God bless. His new name is Hero because he just made our Caitlin farewell song.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so great job, Shelby.
Well, I miss Caitlin. Caitlin was good.
Yeah, guess who's not getting raped? Shelby.
Shelby's not getting raped?
Yeah.
Why?
I take it back because he made this song for us.
No, I got to hit a song before I can take off all rape, rape intentions.
Well, all right, go ahead and play the farewell commemorative Caitlin song, won't you?
Do we have it?
I also think that, like, the creative process is already hard enough. If something wakes you up in the middle of the night and makes you giggle, I think that you have a responsibility to try it out on stage and explore it. You know.
Thank God you interrupt me to say that. Can we cool her mic down? Are you out of your fucking mind?
They're peeping to see a naked bitch do stuff.
Let me tell you something about Jay and Lewis. Number one.
I'll make it sexy.
Hold on,
bitch.
Hold on. This is how. This is. You see, like, the dumbest.
I babysit Lewis's kid.
Listen to me. You're so dumb.
If you were at home time, making a home, we would have a much better podcast.
So, does anybody pay attention to the jokes when it's titties about?
Yeah, you know, you'd be shocked at how quickly the audience acclimates to everyone being naked. Like, everyone gets over it.
I think
like,
you'd be shocked at how quickly they can hide what they're thinking.
I don't know.
It's a fucking horrible fucking idea.
It's not a terrible
idea. I mean,
idea.
Holy shit, have I heard some dumbass gimmicks.
Just be you.
I am me.
You're
and
not
I'm,
a slut.
Like,
you're not an academic.
Gavin,
you're not political.
Gavin, I know this is going to be difficult to understand
Jewish
because like, you like to put people into like some very definite black and white boxes. But I am the product of my experience, and my experience includes a bunch of shit.
No,
I was a military kid.
You're a military kid. That's who you are.
So people can only be
white.
One thing.
You're white.
One thing.
You know what you are? You're a jigger.
What?
What does that mean?
What does that
mean? You know,
even
like, wiggers think they're black?
Yeah.
You're a white chick who thinks she's Jewish. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
All right, I gotta give it to Shelby on
that.
That
was beautiful.
Shelby did a tremendous job on that. Wow, good work. Good job, Shelby.
Jigger. Yeah, that was...
I put a little echo on the end of it.
That was beautiful.
I feel terrible about saying those rape comments about him.
That was beautiful.
Yo, straight up, that made me miss graduation.
Did you introduce Philly
yes,
Girl?
Of course I did. Philly Girl is part of the show now.
That made me miss graduation, but I got to say that like the theme song from Titanic made me miss senior prom. And also, everything I do for you makes me miss the father-daughter dance.
Philly Girl's from Philly, and she just relates to the show as best she can in her Philadelphia ways.
The Philadelphia ways.
Do you know Christine Angle Gilbert? Have you ever met her? She writes for Amy's show with me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know more people.
No, every time you talk, you're just killing whatever life there is in this room. Yeah. You just come in and suck the life.
Right out of the room, don't
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
with his clumsy ways.
Yeah.
Daily
ain't here. Somebody's got to be whole of the show now. And I volunteer.
We call him the new Caitlin around here.
Yeah, they call him the new Caitlin. I'm going to tell you how I feel about everything I say first round.
Well, as I'm going to miss Caitlin. She was good.
Yeah, well.
But I knew.
It was fun to have a...
I just knew something would blow up between y'all, and we have to...
Well, whatever. We made a song. It's cool.
The song was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean,
and now we got... And by the way, this is great to have Lisa Ann here, because remember the big debate we got in? Remember that dude from Chicago that called in?
Right.
When the Duke porn star...
Bell Knox.
Yeah, when she came
Bell
out...
Bell Knox?
Yeah.
Bell Knox.
You remember
that's a good
name. You remember the show? The guy from Chicago
would you,
called
Lisa
in.
Would you, Bell Knox, would you?
Wait, she got a story about it. That's why I'm setting up.
If you recall, Bell was the girl that got into the industry last year, was a student at Duke.
A poser.
It made quite a lot of media, and she was actually, you know, she's an intelligent kid. She did write a great article for Rolling Stone.
All the
she
things I hate about porn stars. Great articles and an amazing kid.
But she should have never been a porn star. And where this really gets to is this is a girl that was in a situation, all she ever wanted to do was go to Duke. Right before school started, her parents come to her and say, we don't have the money to put you through school. Both her brother and sister had already gone through school, so she never considered this to be an option.
That last kid, sometimes
she went
it happens.
Online, and she went on Craigslist. And as crazy as it sounds, she booked herself enough work to cover her first semester of school, and she was going to figure it out from there. And sadly, at 18, this crime that she made was just being 18 because she got herself into something she should have never been into. Mm. She thought no one was going to find out. And when they did, she was embarrassed and she didn't know how to manage it. And then she kind of took the PR route and really spun it and tried to do it because the opportunity was there.
Yeah, it presented itself.
But a sexual act, you know, being a porn star isn't just something that you can go on and say, I'm showing up to accept this paycheck today. And there's a lot of directors that will shoot a girl once because they just want that name on their product. It's like branding. It's like anything else. Yeah. But if you're going to walk on my set and you're going to accept a check from me, you're going to do a scene that's going to be worthy of the product that I sell.
Oh, you sound like me talking to one of those prostitutes I get.
Yeah.
These kids don't want to fuck for their of money.
You gonna come in here for this $40. You gonna do $40 worth of shit, bitch.
Listen, I'll tell you what I said to Belle the first day, and Kurt already heard this story, but I was just, you know, what I did was I took her under my wing for a month, and I had booked her out enough work that I was gonna produce myself that would allow her to go back to school for the entire year and feature dance once a month on weekends, and I would slowly release this product for her so she still had her brand name growing but didn't have to engage anymore. We had to cut this workload to about half because the first day when I actually saw her face to face
with a dick,
we can swear here, right?
Yeah.
With a penis,
cock,
and mind you, veiny. This is all a production that I'm
talk slowly
that I'm paying for,
and in French,
and it's the first day, and I realize how many people in the industry have shot this girl, and honestly, they really shouldn't have because she shouldn't have been.
She's
exposing.
A rookie. She wasn't ready for that.
A sexual being, and this really wasn't for her. It's not healthy for her mind, but. I walked into the set and I dropped. I had to take a knee. You know, I took a knee. It was just the most discouraging thing.
Take a knee. That's like a sex thing. What are you talking about?
No.
You took the knee. The whole knee.
I had to take a knee.
Nothing but the knee.
And like take a moment when I saw her actually touch the penis for the first time because it was the saddest. There was no love. There was no compassion. There was no adoration.
It was like she was hugging a grandfather she didn't know.
What kind of Sherrod touches my penis?
I walk into set. I take a knee and I look at Belle and I said, Belle. So you know this is my set now, and this is not blow fun. This is blow job.
Oh.
So you need to suck that thing like it's your job, because really, I'm giving you a paycheck. I'm not handing you a paycheck. You're earning a paycheck. So that penis paycheck, think about it. You want it. And I'm doing the whole pep talk. Like, this was the moment when I realized,
like... You're like Lombardi when it comes to dick sucking.
I got to sell this product, and I want to sling it to
and
cable,
Lombardi
to
Lombardi did
Europe,
suck
to...
my dick.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny about it.
Wait.
She was like the Rudy.
Yeah. But you said she was a non-sexual being. What did
she
you
was
say?
Just a non-sexual
Yogi
being.
Yogi Bear sucked my cock
for her
one
at
time.
All.
Yeah. Mickey Mantle on his deathbed.
It's not over.
Sucked my dick. This is true.
I thought you were gonna say Meek Mill for some reason. When you started, I was like, wow, Meek Mill? Really?
Meek Mill, who played for the Yankees. Yankees outfielder, Meek Mill.
But yeah, I mean, so we were talking about the fact that he caught heat for this situation. I wanted to just verify the fact that no, this wasn't the right fit for her. And as soon as I got to know her as a person, I spent every moment I could trying to talk her out of it and trying to
working with wayward
her.
Girls, working with wayward girls, just, trying to get them back on the right track.
Yeah, this is not the business for everyone.
I agree.
You know, it's not, and everyone thinks it can just. And it's like a gang. Once you're in, it's kind of hard to get out.
That baseball player Purcell, who Anthony Perkins played.
He touched you and you don't remember his full name?
What was that? Yeah. What was that movie? Not Fear Strikes Out.
I never saw the Anthony Perkins baseball movie.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There was an Anthony Perkins.
Okay.
Someone
you know
up.
What? You're
it had
me
to
feel
do
young.
With a real life.
You're making me feel
a
young.
Real life Christian, real life baseball player
right.
who went.
And we were just talking about penis.
It was Pearsall.
So much good penis
was,
talk.
Look
you know?
Up the name.
You're pointing at something. You're pointing at this.
Jimmy Pearsall.
Look it up.
Fun,
look up the name.
Job. Yeah. And we're talking
Jimmy
about...
Jimmy Pearsall.
It's Jimmy Pearsall.
This is unbelievable.
I was right. Jimmy Pearsall. Jimmy Pearsall sucked my cock and went crazy afterwards.
Listen.
Yeah.
Hold on. Lisa,
I think I remember that.
Can I just... Listen.
I remember
Gilbert
that.
Has to talk about baseball, not to come. So
no,
can just
wait. This is important.
Can you let him
one
do it?
Time...
Baseball.
One time a child was dying in
the
hospital.
Here's where it takes a turn. I cannot...
And I was there with Babe Ruth.
We found it.
Yeah.
Fear Strikes Out. And there's Anthony Perkins, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
I directed
Jimmy
a baseball
Pearsall.
Movie. It was themed by Three
no,
on
no,
Ones,
so
and I called it Bases Loaded.
I was
Bases Loaded. Three
I,
on Ones.
I was in the hospital room.
I thought it was a great title.
Listen,
Bases Loaded.
I was in the hospital room.
Three guys, one girl.
Of a dying child who wanted Babe Ruth to hit a home run for
him. Right, hit one for me, babe.
And he said, but I'll settle for Babe Ruth giving Gilbert Gottfried a blowjob.
What a nice kid. What a good kid.
So he died happily. That
what point. A great story.
The pride in this room.
It makes me the cry.
So much pride. Think about it. So much pride. So much pride.
Oh, just, no one's proud of Timmy. Get it for little Timmy.
All right, now.
Back to my 3-on-1. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What were we talking about before Gilbert went off about baseball?
We're talking about penises. Listen, and bad blowjobs, and there's too many of them out there, but he's gotten all the good ones from all the best players.
Well,
he's like the
home
run derby of blowjobs from every single all-star and someone that hasn't gambled like Pete Rose. This was great. Are you a Mets fan?
Abbott and Costello, while doing that Who's on First
right?
routine,
okay.
both blew me. Yeah. Which was an honor. Because they were a legendary.
Who's on balls? Who's on balls? I'm on tape. I remember that routine. It was classic. It's a classic routine.
He just brought up an Anthony Perkins picture. Like we all. What is that Anthony Perkins picture? Oh, right. Besides Psycho, there's nothing coming to mind.
Shit.
All right.
Oh, let's man. Regroup. That felt good. Well, listen, when the card's sliding, you turn into the slide.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how we do this show.
Yeah, no shit.
Thank you for that slide, sir. I enjoyed it.
I'm happy for the amount of celebrity blowjobs you've gotten.
Well,
I feel really yeah. good about that.
They're not all equal. I mean,
let's get down to the brass tacks.
They've all been, and I don't follow sports at all.
They're all
but
dead.
It's all legendary athletes who have sucked my dick.
It sounds like you should. Sports follow you, apparently.
How about Tom Landry, the legendary coach of the Dallas
Cowboys? Coach, head coach?
Why not, you know?
With the hat on?
Yeah.
With
smoking
the
stogies on the field?
Anyway, that was the big argument with Caitlin with stupid Bell Knox. Remember that?
With what?
Bell Knox's feminism of becoming a porn star.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is why
with
I wanted
the new
to tell
girl,
the story.
Yeah.
There was no feminism there.
Yeah, we had this dippy guy yelling at us. We're like, why are you judging her? I'm like, no, I'm just saying. Oh.
It's a nice phone ringer.
It's Cosby.
That's my fucking Bill Cosby ringtone now. It's from the Cosby Show. We found an album of Bill Cosby talking to kids about drugs.
It's a classic
and
episode.
And separated every track, and now that plays. And I always leave it on.
It's a very productive use of downtime.
Bell Cox.
Yeah.
Bell
yeah.
Knox.
So does she not make porn anymore now?
No. She doesn't.
So what's she do now? She a nurse or
she's
something?
She's going to school full time at Duke.
She has a.
Getting teased.
She writes too, guys.
She does write. She she's actually a great writer.
She's written for us.
Yep. She's
what?
A great writer.
Yeah. Jezebel will have anybody write for them.
No, yeah. She's a very.
She's a
super smart girl.
She really is. She's also like a libertarian, which
right.
is really interesting. I think she's probably the sexiest libertarian.
True.
I watched clips of her online. I didn't think it like. I'm surprised you say she's like asexual. Like she looked like she was into it in the ones I saw, but
the
is that
is,
like a lot
you,
of editing?
You guys know it's very common nowadays. This is a new thing that your generation and my generation didn't really know about. But kids today like to cut themselves.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called cutting.
Oh yeah.
So you know when I'm booking Belle for these movies, all the other directors before me, they're like, oh yeah, she used to be a cutter, and I'm like, okay, no big deal, you know. And then I meet her, and it wasn't like cut marks. It was like she actually tried to saw off her own legs. Like she had cut. Marks from here to here with keloids that were this thick and this wide, like inches, and even keeping the guy's hands there during a scene,
wow.
you can't cover it enough on high def. And to me,
you telling me that her thighs
she had sweatpants on in that one? Is that what? Seriously,
to me, I look at it like
you mean her thighs were ribbed for his pleasure.
You don't, wait.
You should have sold that.
Do you know what?
That
I,
could have been one of my taglines.
Do you know what I blame,
movie.
Sherrod?
God
most,
damn.
Fruit Ninja before that came out. Fruit Ninja is what I blame.
But so that was that kind of turned
it's
people
like
off.
It's like 100.
Sexually.
Tiny fingers urging you to let go.
It is. Twinkie fingers.
Poor thing. That poor Bell Knox.
She's good now.
What was the fight about? Like, what did Caitlin say versus what you guys were saying?
It wasn't Caitlin fighting with us. She just, you know, because she has her dumb one-woman show about being an escort, so that's why she likes those kind of...
Don't call it dumb, Kurt. Let her live.
It's called Contagious.
Okay, it's...
super female friendly. If you've seen the Curb Your Enthusiasm, when Larry says cunt at the poker table, it like ruined everything. So
well, it's not, it just had nothing to do. I'm not gonna get into it. There's a million things wrong with it, but yeah, it's a fucking dumb pun.
Let's get to the real facts of this. What boob size are we talking here, Lisa? What are we talking?
You know, I downsized. I did a little Deflategate myself this season. When I retired, I went from a 36 double D to a 34 D, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm shrinking and shrinking from just changed my diet when I retired and my new lifestyle. I can actually run for the first time, and like runner's high is something you don't know when your boobs are so big that even with three sports bras, it's not comfortable to run.
Yeah,
right? So you
hurts,
just don't
right?
run. You ride the bike. You keep yourself stationary, right? So now I'm like running, and my arms, like, and also there's a virtual golf room in my building where I can actually use a club actually properly right now because the angle is right. It's very, to me, they seem like perfectly almost small, which is awesome. They could even be smaller, but I didn't want to freak people out.
Right.
Because it's pretty traumatic. When the guys first saw bikini photos, they were just like, how could this be? I'm like, yes, I would like to look like a human being now.
Why did you get them that big in the first place?
Purposeful. Human More guys buy Polaroids and photos with you.
Can
the bigger
I,
your boobs
point
are.
Something out though?
Yeah.
I also have my own Deflategate because I had an inflatable gate around my backyard. Right. And I had two rescue pit bulls in there, and I kept jumping up trying to get my neighbor's poodle. And this is when I have realized that you shouldn't have an inflatable gate. So I'm just hoping somebody else can rescue them pit bulls off the street.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Philly girl.
Philly girl, possibly the best character we ever had on the show.
I'm just like that she's taking care of those pit bulls. Somebody's got to do
it. So let me ask you, what size is your penis?
I was like about 9 inches, I guess.
How hard were you, and how many times have you measured it?
I measured it several times.
I'm sure you do. Because you think, well, today I'm feeling myself. I think I'm a little bit bigger.
When I'm feeling flaky flake.
Over again.
What? Guess what mine is?
Yeah.
1.5
What a
faces.
I had my penis shortened recently because I would get an erection and it would hit me in the face. So I had to do something.
You couldn't work out as
much. Yeah. It was
too much.
Too much. I don't think it could ever be too much though, and I wish you would have hit me up before you
it's
did
not
something
always
about
a
that.
Blessing.
I would have shot that in a second.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Are you guys in Gilbert?
Yeah.
Both.
I'm
both.
Still waiting.
14.
14?
Yes.
Was it a family member?
No.
Don't say it like that. You know that uncle I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about...
Try to say
no.
it like that. You know I know your life, girl.
Was somebody much older than you, though?
No, the real first official time I planned with a boy that I was dating from school that I actually just found his school ID from 1986. I must have ganked that shit after we did it.
Well, he ganked you, so you might as well take the ID.
We were like dating and he wanted to do this. And I remember I was like, you know, I was living with my dad. I was kind of disconnected from my family. I had nobody to talk to. So I went down to the school nurse and I was like, listen, guy I'm seeing wants to have sex. I know it's inevitable. What do I do? She's like, you have to go to Planned Parenthood. I must have read every single pamphlet, and that my biggest fear of my whole life has been getting pregnant. So the responsibility of someone else just doesn't sound awesome to me. And I did the whole thing. So I remember going back and reading him the pamphlets and saying, so if we have to wait 90 days for this to kick in, like I was not taking any chances.
Right.
So I probably took away a little bit of the excitement for the kid, don't you think?
Tuesday the 17th,
3 months from now. Yeah, because the pill's got to kick in, and I still want you to use a condom.
He's going
to
mark the calendar with an X every day.
Every other day means it's nothing.
There's nothing there.
For all you guys out there, it was your first time was so amazing. For all the girls
wasn't amazing.
You thought your friend's boyfriend was so much better than your boyfriend, because the story she came back to tell you that made you actually think maybe I should do this was how awesome this guy was.
She was just a better liar than you. That's all that was.
I just wanted to fuck all my friends' boyfriends at that point, because I was like, every guy seems to be better at this than the guys that
I'm
with.
Whatever story you got to tell yourself to get yourself to sleep. You just fucked everybody's boyfriend. And then he's like, the stories were so good. No, it's not
the
stories.
I don't know. I don't think you got to like bother with no birth control pills or nothing like that. Like, I swear to God,
back
this
there
is
they
what
don't.
Works. I will tell you what works. You douche with Diet Mountain Dew. It works, I swear to God.
Okay.
I only like half my cousins that ought to have like 10 kids have like 5.
Mountain douche? Is it Mountain douche? Is that what you call it?
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Oh man.
How old were you?
What? I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm saving myself for Jesus.
I went to a dance with my father. And he promised. I promised him.
Unfucking believable.
I was like 20.
Oh, I was. It was the summer when I was turning 14, but I was 13.
You told me you were 22.
That's right. It was months, Kurt. 22 months.
Oh.
And yeah, but it didn't happen again for like a year and a half, 2 years. So it was just a fucking waste.
You were that good, huh?
I was awful. I spilled everywhere. I'm still the same. Just clumsy and veiny. It's pointing at you right now. So you're in.
I'm not worried.
I know you're not. I can tell by you looking at me.
You know, I got to ask you guys something I was thinking about last night. I'm really in this quandary.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Why do guys think it's important to send me cock shots on Twitter?
Well, just unsolicited, they go, hey, here's a cock shot.
Or they use it as their avi, or it's just like, hello, and there it is, and they're never that great looking. I mean,
mine comes in 3 shots because I can't get the whole dick in one.
Angle
so
it.
You get balls, shaft, and then head.
I don't get that.
You put
that
it together
often.
In your house.
But it's a little project. What do you guys think by doing this? Is this appealing? Has this worked for them?
Am I supposed
to be like so drawn to it? Like, I'm going to DM you right now.
I apologize for that. Secondly, I've never tweeted.
I sent dick pics before, but I never sent it to a girl that I didn't fuck already.
Yeah, somebody
get laid
that
from
wanted
that. I never
it.
Got laid from it. I never used that to get laid.
Did you ever send it without her asking? Like, did she?
Oh yes.
She knew it was.
If I gotta wait for her to ask, I'll never send it.
You want to hear something awful? My mom told me after my dad died that like back in the '80s, my dad faxed my mom his dick from work.
That's not awful. I think that's fantastic.
That's love, Kurt. That's your parents love. Loving each other.
I don't know. Somehow when it comes out of my mouth, it doesn't feel awesome. That's awful.
I've never gotten a dick pic from a guy I was dating.
Oh, you know what? You started following me on Twitter, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you did. So you know what? I'll just tweet guess at you. What? And guess what? You're going to get 100 of my dick pics. Yes. I share dick pics.
Hold on. You must get like some kind of crazy shit just to your professional account. Out though, right?
Well, what we did one year
I
works with Jezebel too.
No, she writes that website. Erin gets weirdo things all the time.
It's usually but threats. It's mostly like I'm gonna kill you, not like I'm gonna fuck you. Which I
so Lisa's getting the nicer.
Yeah,
end of the deal.
I get the death threats too. I also get that you should kill yourself a couple times a day. Usually I write them back like, oh, I'm sorry, I got a full day.
But is anybody like I'm gonna kill you with dick?
No, but I did have a guy mail me his semen once.
Oh, so you got it?
How did it?
Because so he was a little, an actual little sailor. That sent you?
No, Gilbert. Sperm.
He put Popeye
in a Ziploc baggie. In a Ziploc baggie.
Wait, what? Oh, was it a Ziploc bag? Was the freshness?
It was in the 90s when I used to have a P.O. Box fan club, and I remember just being like very male afraid for quite some time.
Mm. Well,
and then also, as I got older, I could laugh more about it, thinking like, so what were his expectations? What was I supposed to do with it when I got it? Did I handle it properly by just melting down, or was I supposed to rub it all over me, get out the turkey baster? Like, where was he at?
Well, if you had read my letter, you would know.
He wrote it in calligraphy.
I promise. Here's what he did. He sent it out, and he was like, now all I have to do is sit and wait. Just satisfied. My job is done.
She said they hit me up, and we're going to have a baby together.
Maybe he worked for Ziploc bags. Maybe he's just trying to be like, isn't this a great product? Ziploc bags?
You know what? It is a great product.
Yellow and blue make green.
That's a good point.
Ziploc, that would be a great commercial for Ziploc bags.
Like DNA.
Go into your P.O. box and receiving cum, and it's still, you know.
But I don't think he thought past, like, dropping the letter in the mailbox.
Yeah, I don't
like,
think
there was not enough.
No,
there was not enough
not
info
like
with
through,
it.
Yeah.
There was not the follow through, and really, it scarred me then. But like later in life, as I got more of a sense of humor, I was like, you know, it's kind of funny. Like it's kind of fucked up. Like what do you want to do with it? Like what was he thinking? Like wonder what he's thinking now. He probably wonders if I got it. He's probably still.
He's
on
like,
a cliff
do
right
I have
now.
A son somewhere? Yeah.
What did you do with? Do I have a son somewhere?
I threw it out.
I threw it out.
You could write a screenplay about that and call it The Mail Carrier.
There we go.
We're on to something. Totally on to something.
Well, you shouldn't have wasted it, though. You should at least Cameron Diaz your bangs with it.
Yo, you don't, you're so, I used to wear gloves just to open my mail as it was. Like, I'm a kind of a germaphobe, believe it or not, as a porn star and a previous stripper of 20 some years. Yes.
Did you Windex the pole before you danced?
Yo, I had them sterilize the stage with rubbing alcohol before every show. The whole club with would smell stage. Like rubbing. Yeah.
You come in there like,
the
what?
Rags would be black. I would buy a case of alcohol every gig and a box of rags. And I'd be like, all right, everybody, here's 50
It's
bucks.
Like, why does it smell like haircuts in here?
But you know what? The whole place smelled sterile and it made me happy.
Why does it smell like barbershop 2 in here? Cedric here, Cedric.
My vagina is going to be on the floor. I would like it to be sterile. Okay. All right.
Note to
there
self.
There you go. Note to self.
No, my ex, remember I told you my ex was a stripper and she came home in her stripper outfit and she looked hot. I'm like, I'm going to eat you out right now. She's like, you shouldn't do that. I was like, no, I don't even care.
No, listen to her. I date a lot of strippers, but yeah.
And boy, should I have listened to her. And I was like, and I mean, it was not even like, I would have just, because I made her do it, I would have just faked that, you know, oh, okay, just, you're right, but not, but it hit me so hard, that pole. Dude, it's like you're rolling nickels up her pussy. For
oh,
like,
yeah, hey. It's real and, metal, it's real metallic.
It's like metal, and that's what shocked me, and it's so metallic. She could just see on my face, like, I did try to hide it, because I felt bad, like.
You're such a great actor that you hit it
no,
really
I'm terrible, terrible actor. I went, woo! I made a Ric Flair noise. It was not... It was not cool.
Not hot. Yeah. Not hot. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
But
God
I was like 20. I didn't know how to deal
this
with it.
This is relatable.
You would do it now.
Everyone can relate to this conversation.
This stuff we all can relate to. Yeah. Well, because who brought up the thing about Entourage? About when, well, who's the manager? E? Like his girlfriend was coming to visit and she was on her period,
oh,
so he
yeah.
couldn't fuck. And none of them were like, just put a towel down.
Yeah, nobody like, said just put a towel down. They're like, oh, yeah, you can't fuck your bitch on.
Oh, you can.
You can also use makeup sponges.
I've been in situations where I pulled out tampons and rolled them around in air and threw them against the wall and made them walk down like a stinky spider.
Yeah.
Well, as
Shrug,
you know,
Judge Earthy, as Norton calls
for
him.
For movie sets, so we know, you
right
know, we have them douche with ice cold water for like 10 minutes.
Their
to
buttholes
slow down.
Take the ALS
wait,
challenge.
Wait. Just slow down the blood, and then we put makeup sponges up there so we can shoot the scene.
Wait, makeup sponges?
Because you can't cancel a production because the girl's on her period.
Oh,
that's right, my inner voice.
IUDs. If you have an IUD, you don't get your period.
IUDs aren't safe for people that have multiple partners, so it's not safe for someone in the industry. It carries
really?
A lot of bacteria and disease.
Wait, you guys are not faithful? My bad.
By the way, on Gavin's show.
But you guys were just, you know.
Dude, on Gavin's show, Gavin knows a lot of porn stars, I guess. So I did his
I
show.
Guess.
This girl's talking to us.
A-list porn stars? Or let's.
No.
Kind of porn stars.
Well, was,
like everyone
well,
says they're a porn star.
Good enough for me.
Boom,
I, you know,
she's right.
I don't know what where she was in the list, but she was good enough for me. But she was, she, you know, she's like showing us her pussy and shit. Like, and I'm like, wow, this show is like intense. And then we were talking about my open thing where I do with Karen, right?
Yeah.
And she started judging me. She's like, I would never let my boyfriend. Fuck.
Oh, that's how people think. People
you just
don't
shoot
see-
me your asshole in the fucking.
Yeah.
And I, over Skype.
Yeah. But that's how people. Some people. They narrow-minded and they only see their shit and they can't.
How do you square that shit? Where you like give a judgy face? Have you just got done talking about how you're the best at anal?
No,
it's
you're,
like
you're both animals.
It's like the dude at the strip club that just spent $100 to get a dance with me, but
yet
is furious I won't have sex with him. He's judging me that I won't have sex with him, and I'm judging him right back because he spent $100.
Didn't you see the quotes when he said dance?
Loser.
Well, let me tell you right now, Lisa, I'm not spending anything, and we're going to have sex.
That's probably going to happen, but
definitely.
I'm just saying, we didn't meet at the strip club. At a strip club, it was like,
I actually need a couple dollars
here
to get me through the week. I need a couple dollars from you to get me through the week.
Sherrod's one hepatitis test out of his
business. I know boys are getting any money from me. I'm just saying.
I'll dance around and clean in a French maid.
I can get that for free. Mm. I can go out right now and get a kid like Joe, do whatever I need him to do, have sex me what I want, and leave the second I'm done with him. He'll take my trash out, like the shit I get dudes to do.
Listen, if it's Joe, it's going to be 3 seconds before
that now for us.
Yeah, we're going to produce a whole damn show.
Hey, you're not getting extra stuff. You're fucking us too, Joe, if you fuck her.
Come on, Joe.
You ain't giving her extra shit. You ain't giving her
extra. You know how he feels about rape.
You should write a self-help book. I think that would be like the woman's Bible. Like,
I'm actually
just call it the shit I get guys to do, and then like everyone would buy it.
You
but
know what? My book will
trick.
Be out this month. Well, actually December. So
oh, nice.
My first book is called The Life, and it's about my whole life in the industry, kind of from 18 years old till now. And I did put some cute little blurbs in, some good little tips about like anal sex and how men should look at things opposed to how women look at things. But I I found my writing voice, and I'm already planning on writing another book when I'm done.
Good. What's some of the tips? Let's share some of the tips with some of our listeners.
Okay, well, first of all,
some of the tips are anal sex.
Anal is not easy for everybody. Some girls will say anal is easier for them than having vaginal sex, and some girls will say it's impossible. I didn't grow into anal until I was in my 30s, so I didn't shoot it. I wanted to learn how to enjoy it before I shot it on camera, so I really had to discover it. And anal is best with silicone versus saline lube, 100%.
So silicone, okay, let's get
silicone.
Don't silicone use silicone lube on your vagina. Just use it on your anus.
But I'm a little wild down there. How do you keep it away from the...
Listen, these are the things you got to... You shouldn't be going back to forth anyway.
But sometimes you're going in and you miss.
Well, if you miss, that's silicone. An accident. That's called an accident.
But that'll be all right.
Animal.
But I'm saying that the silicone...
You fucking just stab
me. Anywhere it goes. It's in there.
Tarzan, fuck.
Come on.
Yeah, I go hard.
Just use your hand to guide it a little. I'm like,
whatever's down there, I'm a mush.
Don't just hands-free stab away.
And here's a big tip for women. Most women are inclined to clench their jaw. And your jaw is directly connected to the muscles around your anus.
I know, yes, true.
So you want to relax your jaw and breathe through your mouth, and that's going to help you a lot as well.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Well,
thank you for looking at me when you said that. I love her already. She stays so long. I love her.
That explains why my dentist is always like, relax your butthole. No, thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate it.
He's being very accurate in a roundabout way.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And now I feel bad for pressing charges.
Oh, Philly girl.
Oh my God.
Say the darndest things.
Philly girl, it's always been you. Now I see who is meant to be here.
It's
it was Philly girl.
Been you. Oh man.
Philly's a wonderful
Gilbert,
place.
Gilbert, do you have any questions?
So you started getting fucked up the ass.
Right.
So you could film it.
Yeah, I did discover it because people were starting to offer me a lot of money to do it on camera, but I wasn't yet ready to do it. And I didn't do anything really my first time
on
camera.
You mean filming you getting fucked in the ass?
Yes, sir. You like having this conversation?
Yes. I had this conversation with Robert De Niro. Yeah. Meryl Streep said the same exact thing.
I'll tell you what, Meryl Streep has a line
Dame
in a movie.
Dame Judi Dench said she likes to get fucked in the ass before she could get filmed.
That was on Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight.
I think Mario Lopez asked her.
How long are we going on about the amount of jism he scrapes out of those dimples, Mario Lopez?
Oh yeah, he hit one or two things.
He needs
things.
A melon baller to get it out.
Jessica Tandy, while she was making Driving Miss Daisy, used to get fucked in the ass by Morgan Freeman.
Not Hugh Cronin? Morgan Freeman. I didn't think Hume Cronin would stand
for
that.
Shit I'm learning right now is like, it's amazing.
This is the Hollywood of yesteryear.
Yes.
That's Hollywood of yesteryear. That's a fucking series
Gilbert,
right there.
There's a lot of Hollywood confidentials.
Are any of them true?
Yes. And Julia Roberts admitted to me that she once had James Earl Jones fuck her in the
Wow.
Darth Vader?
Vader went up in there.
Yes.
Bengals traveling all stars.
Yeah. This was.
Well,
it was touching.
It's moving.
I like this chemistry between the two of you.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean,
it's
I've
almost
seen,
rapey and
I've
annoying.
Seen amazing chemistry between guests before.
It's amazing.
It's super, like, I can see things going places.
Lisa, and do you ever see yourself getting married?
I was married once.
Who was it?
Can you believe it? Just a random white guy. I know.
That's the name
so
of the second book.
A Joe Harahay, perhaps?
Like the Joe Harahay.
Is that how I say it, Joe?
Yeah.
What is it?
Harari.
Well, I'm not saying
Harari.
That.
I know. Hooray.
So
it's Joe Hooray.
You're going to have to take
Harari.
The last name of Ann.
Yeah, okay. He'll do it. Joanne.
Who was it? How long were you married?
We were together for 7 years. We were only married our last two of them. And we're still friends. I grew up in Easton, Pennsylvania. So her accent is like everything. Like, when I'm home and I hear people talking in the store, I'm like, you illiterate motherfuckers. Why don't you pronunciate your shit? Everything just runs to get my brother. Even
and
my
like,
brother.
Didn't I see you in a porno now?
You think you got feeling good dumb, but then she comes back up.
She's got. She's never in there.
I can read.
So I'm not opposed to getting married again. I absolutely love being married and would do it in a second. Yeah.
Well, why didn't you like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. He was my first boyfriend. I kind of forced him in. It was the first guy I ever lived with. I was in my early 24 when I met him. And I was taking a hiatus from the business. It was just a lot of things at one time. And he was like that best friend I never had in high school. We like rollerbladed together, had bikes.
He's
did a
gay.
Lot of ecstasy.
He was gay as
no,
a
we
gay.
Were swingers. Yeah. We were swingers when we were together. No guys for me, but a lot of other girls in our life. A lot of other couples in our life.
Okay.
And it was just an experimental time in my life, but we were very different on things, like values on money. Our work ethic was two things you cannot fight about is money and your work ethic.
One and money's the number one thing to break you up.
And you can't have one person lazy and one person going for it. So
what if you're both very lazy?
Then you can be lazy together. I mean, I wish I could have the mentality of a slacker because then nothing would bother me.
Yeah.
Nothing would bother me, but I just can't. So, but we're still good friends. I wrote a little bit about him in the book, put some funny pictures in. He
oh, really?
Here's what did make me laugh when she was telling me on the phone about Belle is the amount of like, it's almost like comedy where it's like you think it's an easy job that anybody could do, and then you get in, you're like, oh, it's like kind of hard.
It's a real job.
Then I watch some YouTube fucking kid like who just has spiky hair. I'm like, this shit, that's what these kids do. But she's saying that to porn stars. Like, you don't want to work. I fucking practice anal for 6 months before I dare cut in front of the camera.
You
are you
going to
come in here like a fleshlight?
No, you know what else? There's funny things that would happen on set as a producer. Girl comes walking onto your set. She's doing a gangbang today, and she looks at you, and she's like, so, my new boyfriend doesn't want me to kiss anybody, so there's going to be no kissing during the scene. And she just, they'll tell you this. Like, and I'm like, fucking bitch, what? Like, I'm paying you. Like, I'm still the boss here. I know you're an independent contractor. Your head's not on straight. But I would always say to the girls, so your dude's totally okay with the gangbang.
With the gangbang, but you can't
the
kiss?
Double, but no kissing.
Oh.
How did that?
Porno relationships are great. If there's a guy that meets a super hot porn star, you'll notice two things would happen. One, she either starts just doing girl-girl.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
still gets to fuck everybody, yeah. though. It's fantastic.
My boyfriend said I can't fuck Capricorn.
Yeah. And then, or she only does her scenes with him, and I hate to tell y'all, but no one wants to see the same two people, especially if you know they're together and they like each other.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ruins the porno.
It ruins porno.
They need to be strangers
no,
you have a mortgage.
Disgusted by each other.
You have a mortgage together? Patooey.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you pulling
you guys
through
have
life.
Kids together?
You
stop
have
fucking
a mortgage.
In front of me. This is offensive. It's offensive.
But I always felt that way. Even
okay.
non-porn films.
Yeah.
When you watch like a legitimate film where you know that the actor and actress are actually a couple
in
real life and they're supposed to be romantic. And
like,
I always give me like.
It's
creepy.
It's awkward.
It's weird.
Yeah, we don't want to
see like
home
your real video.
Love.
It's like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner together in a movie. Ugh. I mean, not
or
like,
before that, Ben Affleck and
or
J-Lo.
It was a porno movie, because I would
or Ben Affleck
that.
And Matt Damon. They were in love. And that made it awkward for me to watch that.
Yeah, love's just awful.
Love is awful to
you
see.
Know, that's what we're talking about. Like, I think in every movie that has a man-on-man horrible, like, deliverance like rape scene, like I've seen all of them.
Wow,
and
why? I don't watch anything like that. There's movies like that. What are you talking about?
You've never
about?
Heard Deliverance?
She knows
I can't
about
watch
it.
I never saw it.
But you've heard of it.
Right,
it's famous.
But I know not to
Pulp
watch
Fiction,
it.
Pulp Fiction, you've heard of.
I did watch
she
that.
Saw Vin Rams get
you saw Pulp Fiction. I saw that scene like at least seven times. I saw the movie two times. No, I've seen it a lot. And Oz, I watched every episode of Oz, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't like fast forwarding. And I realized, like you know, point out to me, Thomas Dale. He was like, because like just the love is what's grossing you. And I'm like, oh, right. Like if Ving Rhames was on his back in Pulp Fiction, and they had like candles, and he was like.
You would hate it.
I'm like, get this the fuck off. Punch him in the ribs like a man. What do you love him, dude?
I feel that.
What do you want to get married to?
Wait, what do you
picking out curtains together.
It's like a straight guy, like gay panic. A lot of it is more about the fucking
love
and not. That's why in prison.
It's not the gay sex that he hates.
Gay.
It's the love. love that he hates.
Aren't they rape scenes in two of those?
The point is they don't love each other.
And that's why he can watch
it. Yeah, that is part of the
two humans loving each other. That's what's repulsive in a movie.
Could be a secret love in a rape. I think with men, it's
hilarious.
Man-on-man rape scenes are in more popular movies that like have a wide release or whatever.
I've never seen a man-on-man rape scene in my entire life.
Let me tell you, part of that is because that's so much more like terrible for people to think like, oh my God, a man might get raped. A man might get treated like a woman. Like women can
well,
be raped
in America,
in movies. That's like, in a,
well,
normal.
Because
women
then
get
I will
on
get
subway.
Revenge on
what
the bad guys
about,
with my... Marine training. I don't understand what the problem is.
What
when
saying?
I take on the mob myself, we settle that.
We talk about who rapes
that's
the
how
best?
Movies
what
work.
We talking
no,
about?
In movies.
No, it's just the idea of like, it's just like in movies, it's we represent rape against women because it's just like, oh yeah, that's normal. That's never going to change. But like, God forbid a man get raped.
Right, because it's like, you, because it's on you both. That you should be able to defend yourself, even if like, you know. Sherrod
are there
was coming
any movies
at you when you
out
couldn't.
There that I'm missing where
wait,
the woman rapes the man?
Yeah, wait, what?
Where's their woman?
Have you been watching American Horror Story?
No, of course not.
Oh,
I can't
pretty
watch
good.
Any of
the
that
girl
stuff.
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Dragon tattoo.
Girl with the dragon tattoo.
I tried reading the book and it just like crying.
Have you ever shot any rape stuff, like porn stuff?
No.
Like coming through the window with a mask on?
No. Okay, I'm not turning around.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between like that fantasy, like, you know what I mean? Like, lots of people that are normal might be into like a rape fantasy.
I censor what goes into my mind, television-wise, very much so. I get all of my craziness from the news, so that's it. So I don't know about that, but I would like
That'll
to
fuck
see.
You up worse than the shows.
Yeah,
the news
I know.
Is too PG, but
I hope
not
you're not
PG.
Watching Swamp Murders.
No, I don't watch any of that.
Oh,
I watch
it's an old
totally
swamp murder.
Light TV and a ton of sports. I watch hours a day of sports. So.
Oh, that has nothing to do with rape, so you're good.
Yeah. Let me think about some rapes. You watch
but it's
Kobe?
Only their girlfriends, and they stay with them, so what do we care?
You watch the Kobe trial footage? Kobe Bryant?
I did
I can bring rape into sports. That's the easiest fucking combo.
I did it. You know what? I just don't think there's a white girl in the world that wouldn't fuck Kobe Bryant. So when she screamed rape, I was a little bit questionable.
Well, my girl better not. Where is she? Hey, like she's that. Gone. What the fuck?
I mean, it's the Mamba. Just to say you did it, it's a bucket list shit.
I would fuck Phil Jackson just to say I did it.
Of course you would.
Excuse me, but I have to chime in here. Kobe Bryant went to high school in a Philadelphia suburb.
That's true.
Yep, history.
And he likes to represent himself as like being from Philly, but he's from the suburbs. So like, no, thank you. I am a white girl, and I will not fuck Kobe Bryant. Okay.
Oh.
Philly girl has to draw a line.
I gotta draw a line somewhere.
It. I respect it.
You know what? If you're coming at me from the suburbs, no, thank you. Go home.
What about Allen Iverson, though, Philly girl? Allen Iverson, he'll be in, right?
Thug.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would do him in 2 seconds. Consensually.
Of course, because the only thing Allen Iverson ever bought and paid for cash was his Maybach. Everything else he financed, and now he's like broker than broke. Like he owes more money than he started out with.
Does he?
Yeah, where the fuck did Maybachs come from? Was that just a rap?
Germany.
Him and his seven kids become... are going to have to live in that thing.
When did that become the car to buy a Maybach?
Early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, what's the car now? It can't
you have
be
to
a
be a rapper
it still
to
is.
Really want one.
Different
but
versions
isn't that one of those cars
it. It's like
supposed
Mercedes
to have
Benz.
A driver and then they drive themselves and then somebody
some
raps on addressing that?
Yeah.
About how to operate your Maybach?
Yeah, it's just...
AI.
You're a big hip-hop fan, Gilbert.
Oh, yes.
When do you think it...
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Are you down with that, OPP?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, I'm in the house.
That just happened.
It don't even sound like hip-hop. It sounds like what your grandparents say when you call them. I'm in the house. It's like, yeah, no, I called you on your phone.
It sounds like you just hit a life alert bracelet.
I like to get chizzy with my nizzy. Yes.
We are writing an Adam Sandler movie right now.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh my God. Every time I always forget what I'm going to say next after Gilbert laughs.
You're losing it. You're losing your mind.
Also, I got
it
real hard.
Happen.
We should have some news stories when we come back from break. We're going to take a break in a minute.
Oh, we got to do the break?
Yeah, about 3 minutes away from break.
Oh, shit.
I mean, shit's been flying by. We got Gilbert in here.
I know.
Lisa
the show flies
Ann.
By.
We got Christine. We got Aaron on the news.
We got to do the news with Aaron now with new news Aaron.
I'm glad we got like Jezebel newsy.
Yeah.
You guys are stepping it up in here, huh?
No, we get the A team.
Yeah, I see what's happening over here, yo. I see what's happening up in here. You guys got a nicer studio than us, too.
Do we?
Yeah.
Studio? What studio do you have?
They're still doing the construction on ours. Oh, in the back over there.
What's your show?
That, Monday nights, I'm here for Lisa Anda's Fantasy. It's my show on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
11 p.m. at night, I do a one-hour fantasy sports show with my co-host, Adam Ronis. And then on Thursday mornings, I'm part of Morning Men on Mad Dog Sports Radio, and I do an hour of sports talk on there as well.
Look at you. What are you, Aaron? What's the Aaron Anders or Andrews?
You know, dude.
Well,
just
since
doing
we're doing plugs, my podcast is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast on GilbertGottfried.com.
Boom.
And at Caroline's next Wednesday, my special guest will be Artie Lang.
Can
on
I
the
come?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Can I come next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
God. Oh, my God, Lisa. Lisa, what are you doing?
Can I come to Caroline's next Wednesday? I mean.
You can come all over Caroline's next Wednesday. All over Caroline's face.
Sherrod, I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh, no,
she meant was like, bad. Can I attend? Can I attend?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I have a friend that's going to be in town. I'd like to entertain her and take her somewhere exciting. I think maybe your show could be exciting.
No, you obviously know nothing about me.
What's the link? Did we share the link to the YouTube link so everybody's got
I
it? Share it on Twitter and all that so people know that we can watch it live right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Race Wars, baby.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you ain't been yet, you better go now. Harrys.com. That's right, Harrys.com. How many times me and Kurt gotta tell you? You look like a mess. Shave your face. Shave your head. Shave your legs. Use Harry's. You get the three blades. You get the shaving gel or the cream. They both hydrate your skin. Huh? And you get it $5 off if you use the promo code RACEWARS. Use the promo code RACEWARS. Save $5, $10. Harrys.com.
We are back with more Race Wars with Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger.
Was that the long play?
That was a great song right there. That's
now
Armin's.
Armin's here. Who's that? Armin, where is that song or
that
whatever?
That song is for the name of us, Forget About the World. Where can they pick it up, Armin?
I iTunes. Just search Invisible Kids.
Oh, give him the...
Go to Invisible Kids. Come to the mic right there. Give him the Goldstein mic.
Just let him talk in the Goldstein mic.
So you can just go to iTunes, search the Invisible Kids, and the album's called The Changes LP.
Nice.
Okay.
That was a dope song, baby.
Yeah, wasn't it? I know, but 30 seconds of it would have been sufficed.
No, Kurt, stop it. That was a dope song.
We could just hear Armin's part and save the other part for later.
He produced the whole thing. That's the whole, he produced the whole song.
It.
He produced, sing.
What do you do, man?
He does everything.
What do you?
My roommate does.
Oh, your roommate too? Yeah.
I was singing.
There you go. His roommate produced. He sung and ruined it. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks.
So yeah, look for the Invisible Kids on iTunes. Name of the song is "Forget About the World."
All right. Tell. Great job, Shelby did on the commemorative Kansas song.
Oh, Shelby!
Speaking of music producers,
you killed it, man. Part in the left, brother.
You're not getting raped.
Hey,
we just decided.
Look at his little face.
I did meet you already. You took photos for us. I remember you. You were a little nervous the first time we met, weren't you?
Well, look at those boobs pointing right at him. What do you think he's going to be?
This is the kid you want to rape, right?
Yeah, but not now. He's doing a great job.
No, you're
rape his mouth.
So right.
It's a mouth
you
rape.
See what I'm talking about?
What? Like this?
Like a young Gilbert. Looks like young Gilbert Godfrey.
He looked like Pinocchio after he turned into a boy.
Shelby, we're sorry that we came at you so quickly, but this is all coming together for me, and I get it. Yeah. I completely
Anybody
get it.
Anybody came at you yet?
Anybody came at you?
Don't worry. We got your back up here at the SiriusXM building.
Well, listen, we don't have time to sit here raping Shelby. We have to get to the news.
All right, let's get to the news.
Aaron, what's in the news?
You know what? I just...
wait. I just had
food delivered of
Can you
take one of these pretzels and show us how deep in your mouth you could put one of these?
Oh, that's a good point. It's just a pretzel.
Yeah, were you talking to me?
Lisa Ann.
Can you please be specific?
Can you be more specific? Because I'll eat all the pretzels all the time.
Yeah.
You don't even want to take Philly girl on a pretzel off?
Soft pretzels, hard pretzels.
Gilbert, listen, we need to keep you here for the rest of the night for this show, and I don't want to cause any sort of cardiac situation because, only reason being, do I put you under, we can't get anybody to help you up here because security is so tough downstairs, so most likely you will die. And
yes. He's prepared to deal with that.
I don't want that on my conscience because I still like to go to your show on Wednesday.
Listen.
So I'll bring a pretzel Wednesday night and I'll show it to you then.
And make it disappear?
Then you'll,
You make the pretzel disappear?
I don't even think you wanted to see it that bad.
I'll
be honest.
Yeah.
I think you were just saying that.
He does want to see.
Let's
that,
do man. The news. But if you have any updates, come in the news.
Aaron, what you got for us, babe?
I don't know how to segue from pretzel dick mouth to Russian.
Oh, you know, that's the benefit of setting up the news segment.
Yeah.
You could just,
So, first item in the news today, a Russian plane went down after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, killing all 224 people aboard. Initially, ISIS claimed responsibility. There was no evidence to support that. But now, this afternoon, some officials from the U.S. intelligence community spoke to CNN, and they say that it seems like an ISIS bomb planted aboard the plane is what caused the explosion.
That's what they're saying. The U.K. already canceled all their flights out of that area. They're saying that because they don't know exactly, but they think that it all points to somebody put a bomb on the plane.
Boy, Al-Qaeda must just feel like the biggest punks
Al-Qaeda
on the planet right now.
Al-Qaeda, the Ja Rule
of... They had a hit for...
They're the Ja Rule of terror.
I was thinking they were
like... They got 50 cent by ISIS.
I was thinking they were like the Lil' Kim. And then this
and
is
then
like
Nicki
the
Minaj.
Nicki. Yeah.
Oh, could
and we have
be.
ISIS coming in being Nicki Minaj.
And Al-Qaeda is like a sad plastic surgery disaster. Yeah. And then this new big ass, this sweet big ass terrorist comes in. Wow. And if Al-Qaeda was a rapper, Gilbert would know about him.
Yes.
That's how.
I would say Al-Qaeda would have probably sucked his dick.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda is sucking Gilbert's dick right now. And ISIS is out there putting in work.
And where's the Taliban at this point?
They're
like
a group.
Meaningless.
Now.
They're
performing on cruise ships.
Yeah.
I gotta show the Taliban up in Yonkers at the raceway.
And they also serve at the buffet during the day because you know you have to have two jobs if you work on a cruise ship.
Oh, do you?
If you're an entertainer at night, you have another job during the day. Right, well. Yes.
I knew Isaac was pimping on the Love Boat. Yeah. Wasn't all bartending, nigga. You pimping, nigga. I know a pimp when I see him.
Yeah,
sea
he was
pimp.
Doing laundry during the day.
He's a sea pimp.
So wait, so why do they think it's ISIS now? Do you know? Like they thought it was. Like they were like, we don't believe you, ISIS.
The evidence is showing that.
Yeah, it's that. Okay, this. I'll read the quote from the CNN story. It says, quote, "There's a definite feeling that it was an explosive device planted in luggage or somewhere on the plane," the official said, stressing that no formal conclusion had been reached by the U.S. intelligence community. So at this point, it's just speculation, but they're like...
The families are mourning in Russia. One of the dudes on the plane won the trip Because it was a resort. He won a trip and told his mother.
To see God?
He told his mother, I'm going to see the world.
What the fuck?
Isn't there like an Alanis Morissette song about this?
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah.
I guess it's ironic.
Oh, yeah.
I said it in my best Russian accent.
But the scariest aspect of this story, I mean, in addition to a plane just blowing out of the sky, was part that I like kind of bolded on this thing. It says that the officials say ISIS is not proven to be nearly as advanced with bomb-making capabilities as Al-Qaeda, a group that U.S. national security officials believe were working on non-metallic bombs smuggled on.
Remember
planes.
Before like the plastic? The Black Widow chicks who blew up the plane in Russia? Remember those two? They used a liquid.
Vaguely.
They used that liquid to blow the plane up. That's where the same thing they think liquid? That was used in this. And in luggage.
It was disguised as an innocent envelope of jizz.
In that case, the women paid one of the employees at the airport to let them on the plane without getting checked.
How much money did that employee take?
It was two loaves of bread. It was Angel Russia.
Yes. Yeah. Two loaves to get you three girls.
Oh. Well, they don't want it. You know what? Nobody wants to think ISIS is like branching. Because they're always like, they'll just stay there. People like, they're not going to get us. Because they're not very good at getting people to do shit here.
Do you really feel safe by airport security?
No, not at all. But, I don't know. I want to not take my shoes off, if that's what you mean. I'll take that risk.
It's a numbers game, and I just feel safe by the numbers. I just don't think I'm going to be on the terrorist plane.
I think the moral
I'm not trusting these fucking could-be McDonald's employees working at fucking TSA.
Yeah, Sharon is less safe walking down the street than he is in the air.
Thank you.
I think the moral of the story is go move to a place that you like and never leave it. Like, never, ever leave. Don't go anywhere.
I will say, though, like, of course I'm afraid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Taliban, but ain't nothing scarier than a Russian dude.
That's a fucking fact.
They're
Russians are no good.
They're always trying to nab you.
And they own all the strip clubs in like Northeast Philly.
Oh, they'll beat a girl.
They bring in Russian girls that don't speak any English. That, like, I think they house in basements.
Do you think they go upside those girls' heads?
Are
they ever abusive with those girls, you think, these Russian guys?
Well, they have their passport and they're safe. So, yes, that's pretty abusive. They know they're not going anywhere.
Where's Liam Neeson to go save these girls?
Wait, because you had all those Russian students, right?
Yeah,
so just because Russian dudes are fucking pissed. Like, I guess the Jews are all right.
Well, first of all, these Russian dudes in New York.
The Jews are not all right.
Oh.
These are the Jews. These Russian.
That's my Jew girlfriend.
Wait, one second.
I don't fuck with no Jews.
These Russians that we're referring to as Russians are actually asylum Jews from Russia that the Russians chased over here. They're not the Russians that fought Rocky. These are the motherfuckers that the Russians chased in New York.
Yeah, some of them, but not all of them.
Not all of them, but the most of them in New York is all Jewish.
Because I know
Jewish.
I've met a few.
They're all Jewish.
Here's why I know it's not all of them, because quite a few took me aside and were like, what do you think of Jews? Like, so I'm like, I'm guessing you're
also,
not
also, you
a
found
Jew.
That one dude who's not.
No, I just every. I've never known. But you got the. Because she did this ESL school. That's where you really learn that foreigners are not better or smarter than us at all.
Everybody likes you if you're a blonde girl. Like, across the board, that's everybody's thing.
Take it to Haiti, bitch. The whole world. They love it.
Don't take
Jew or not Jew, but yeah, Russia. Like most people, don't care for the Jews. Like almost no one's a fan.
No, that's not true.
Who's that guy?
You had
some Russian kid, right?
The boxer
that didn't believe Fringe was a real show.
Oh, he kept calling it Fringle. Yeah, he would insist that it was Fringle.
Remember the show Fringe?
He would insist.
It was like.
And he, I go, no, it's Fringe. He was like a young kid. He was like 20 or 21. But I go, Fringe, it's Fringe. And he'd go, but why?
But why he thought it was a comedy? He told you it was a comedy.
You remember it better than me. Yeah, I thought Fringle was a comedy. He was such a treasure.
Well, because he was a woman as an agent. He was this comedy because woman is FBI.
So he was like Borat. Like,
they're like Borat, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had her clothes on pretty much the whole time. He couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah, well, do you see that? Somebody sent me this article. I think I have, like, for some reason on Facebook, like a feminist fight club thing pops up. Right. But so here's the headline. Did you see this headline, Aaron? It said, it's like a female astronaut team. Uh-huh. And it said, like, female something pilots ask if they will miss men and makeup in space. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, what? Really? And I go and it's like, oh, it's in Russia. Yeah, obviously they said that in Russia. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's the headline, like, please put that it's in Russia. So I don't think, like, at NASA they're saying that. Of course, Russia. Like they're lucky they got on a fucking spaceship in Russia.
That's a really funny question to ask, like, Russian women, because a couple years ago there was, like, this article about how Russian women were like, we don't like these men. And just, like, don't, they're not, because they're such fuck-ups. They're just, like, drunk vodka swilling fuck ups, and they just don't want anything to do with them and their dash cams and whatever it is.
But a lot of them do like them. I mean, you know.
I mean, but like there's like
I would clean up over there.
It was like some apartment building.
Clean up in Russia.
It is a supply and demand thing. But there has to be a demand.
But then you get fired eventually for being.
I'm not working over there. I'm working at ass.
You get piece of shit Russian men if there's no demand for them. Somebody wants that. That's why they keep making them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Who, Russian men?
Yeah.
They have like a low life expectancy because of there's so much alcohol abuse over there.
Yeah. You know what Yakov Smirnoff said about that?
Gilbert,
shut
did
up.
You know Yakov Smirnoff?
Of course.
Do you know all of them?
Yeah, he used to beat women. and he'd make them, he'd keep them, he'd say, you know, in America, you have passport. In Russia, passport have you. What a country.
Before, after he beat them, would he do
yes.
that?
Yo, that accent straight up terrified me. I'm really scared right now. Like, you gotta tell me before you're gonna do a Russian accent in my vicinity.
Who? Oh, and did you know Taylor pretty well? We used to have Taylor Negron on a lot.
Oh yeah, before he passed. God bless him.
He was so fucking good on the show.
He was great.
But he was telling us like hysterical shit, like about he bumped into Carrot Top. I guess now that he's he bumped into Carrot Top. There's like this gay alley when he was living in L.A. where you go to get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Not by baseball players, just by regular,
just regular mouths.
Yeah.
By your house.
And he saw Kay. Goes, hey, Carrot. Like he called him Carrot. And you know, it's Taylor, so he's gay, so he's not like judging him for being in Dick Suck Alley. It's like behind Taylor's house.
Right.
But he said fucking he looked like panicked immediately when he saw him. Like, although he is like a redhead. His face just kind of looks like that too. That could be.
Yeah, he might not have been panicked at all.
I would have called him Mr. Top. Just Mr. as a sign of respect, I think. Yep, it's good.
I call him C-Rot.
And then, but then he like...
What's up, C-Rot?
He had like a blanket and he exploded it and he was like, oh no, my cover's blown. That was Christine that said that, not Phil.
What other stories you got, Aaron?
He's a prop comic.
Donald Trump is now losing in a national poll to Ben Carson.
The black Ben Stein.
What?
Yeah, a new
black Ben Stein.
Black Ben Stein, man. Anyone? What a bore.
Oh, that's a good nickname. It's an NBC Wall Street Journal poll that shows Ben Carson is polling at 29% of likely Republican primary voters. Donald Trump, the former frontrunner, is at 23%. Marco Rubio at 11%, Ted Cruz at 10%, and Jeb Bush at 8%.
Good for Marco Rubio for moving up 9 points, little fucking Puerto Rican. Good for him.
I'm still surprised that fucking Kermit the Black is passed by.
You know, if everyone had a gun, I could probably have stopped their cheating.
You know what they found today? They found like this graduation speech that he gave like in the 90s where he talked about how he thinks that Joseph built the pyramids. And it was for grain. Like, this is a real thing.
Well, that's
Ben
the Bible story.
Ben Carson thinks that...
He's a one-day evangelist, kind of been.
He's not doing what he thinks that. First of all, a lot of people this day think that Jewish slaves built the pyramids.
No, he thinks that Joseph built it to store grain.
No, like, yeah, that...
like, not to put mummies in, even though they were full of mummies.
Joseph who? Do I know him?
No. This is a
the coat guy Joseph from Tom the Bible.
One of the patriarchs of Israel. So I don't think you know him.
If he's one of them, I don't know.
A lot of Josephs in Philly, though. There are.
That's fucking hysterical. I love that fucking like you're waiting to the Bible and you just mix up shit like that.
Yeah.
Because there were people like that in my church that were like, yeah, there's probably a Stegosaurus on Noah's Ark.
Yeah, it's like Bible fanfic. It's like people take it as like a writing prompt. They're like, all right, so there were Egyptians and then this guy Joseph. Like, let's pretend that Joseph made the mummies.
If you've seen Technicolor Dreamcoat,
he did have a Technicolor Dreamcoat. He made stuff happen.
That is kind of what happened.
And boy, did he have a wonderful 27 waist.
Is that dumber? Is that dumber or smarter than?
I
if
used
you
to
think?
Have a Technicolor Dream Starter jacket.
I think you still have that?
Yeah, Miami Dolphins. Just because I like the colors, though, not because I like the team.
She's so Philly all the time.
So Philadelphia.
She's never not Philly when she says
more,
a thing.
More Philly than the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Yeah. Cream cheese.
If you think aliens built a UFO, or built a pyramid, is that dumber than Joseph? What's dumber there? Aliens did it? Because I like the alien one, because you're like, why would they help us make shit out of dirt?
It's dumb.
Like, wait, so what's Ben the alien? Carson said that? Or you're just saying it's dumb?
I'm just saying, like, if I had to debate Ben Carson, what am I coming in there with?
Are you going to vote?
I always vote. I'm definitely voting. Kurt's not going to vote. Kurt's not voting.
Yeah, maybe.
Kurt's not voting. He never votes.
No, you know
what?
Are
you going
to vote? Of course I vote. I can't wait to vote. I go on the Upper East Side and annoy white people in my neighborhood.
Oh, well.
To the same dumb school with them in the morning.
I didn't know, sure, I was doing that. So, yes, now I will be canceling
but yeah,
his vote.
I've been voting since I was 18 years old.
This could be a great segment for the show. You guys could Periscope it.
Periscope
voting? Just waiting in line to vote. People staring at him, like how proud he is to vote.
You know what else we can Periscope?
What?
I just got some suggestions.
That's an idea.
Good God Almighty, I'm going to do stuff
Periscope.
To her. If I don't get nothing else in my life, Kurt, I got to have it.
How is Ben Carson? You think Ben Carson could win? I say Trump could beat Ben Carson for the nomination.
I mean, after Obama won.
Who do you say?
I'll say anybody.
I know once we stop talking about sports figures blowing me.
Which of the candidates would you want Bernie Sanders?
He seems like he's a Bernie Sanders kind of dude.
Yeah, that could be.
Is that
what about Cosby?
Whoa.
He's been on Cosby too. Cosby's your boy too, Gilbert.
Oh yes, yes. You know, one time though,
okay.
I was Cosby knocked me out one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like half awake and he was fucking me in the ass. Cosby. On the set of the Cosby. You know, on that big couch
that they used to have
in the Huxtable
living room.
Where
his relatives would be introduced. Yes. Yeah.
And he was going, hi, yes, he was fucking me in the ass. He was going, Sousy Gowsie, Housy Gowsie.
Did he offer you a pudding pop when it was all said and done?
Wow.
Well, that's what his penis looked like after he pulled it out of.
Wow.
Trying to tell it to you.
That's
See, when my mom and I were talking about this date rape issue, I said, all he had to do was offer a girl like me a pudding pop, and I would have just gone for it, you know?
That was a true Hollywood story for your ass.
Numb it up. Numb it up.
Wow. I can't believe you remember his exact words. Like
yes. Yes.
Like, well, it was yesterday, huh?
Oh, it was right
in his
ass.
It was very painful. It hurts me to talk about it now.
So he was thick. A lot of girth there.
Yeah.
Was there girth?
Speaking
of Philadelphia, that's Bill Cosby's home.
Girth.
Oh, my God, it is.
He ever came at you, Philly girl?
Because Philly people are loyal to their Philly stuff.
Well, let's see. Maybe she went to Temple. Let's see what Philly girl knows about Bill Cosby.
I did not go to Temple University.
Goldstein did. That's right.
Goldstein, do you want to weigh in on this?
I support Cosby, Bob Saget, Hall & Oates, all the great Temple alum.
I thought you were naming rapists.
There he is.
Oates.
Wow.
Hall & Oates? Really? Wow. Damn, I miss that.
Hall I can see. Oates.
Sherrod, I got a mustache ride from Oates.
Oh, did you?
What do you mean?
The
You sat on Oates' face from
That's
all
what he was
Oates.
Saying. Yes, sir.
Pat, why?
Don't go further into that dumb joke.
Because of his soulful voice.
Oh.
I would like to say my opinion on the Bill Cosby thing, because you had asked, is I know for a fact that he also hurt other Philadelphians. And in my opinion, like, that gets you out of my good graces.
Okay. Because some victims were from Philly.
You don't do that. And okay. Here and now, I say no thank you, Bill Cosby. I'm not a fan. I'm like the little white kid.
Fair, Philly girl.
I'm like Peter, the little white kid that runs out the front door. I'm like, no, thank you. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah, Peter. Yeah. Was he a little fat kid?
Little fat kid.
Oh, right.
So don't rape the locals is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, generally speaking, locals don't rape, rule. But yeah, I guess.
But if you have to, not the locals.
Not the locals.
But don't overall.
Can I say one time I was at a rest stop in high school, like on some field trip, and these boys came over to my friends and I, and they were like, oh, they were trying to talk to us, and they were like, our friend is Peter from Cosby Show.
Peter?
Yeah,
who's Peter? The little fat
the
kid.
Little
we just
oh, Peter. All right,
yeah. It's like and working with a chimpanzee. With this thing.
I know. I work with them all day at Amy. And like then,
yeah,
like
we worked together
poor
already.
Peter was like just standing over there and like waving like yes, hello, and his friends were just pimping him out to like talk to girls, and he brought over his driver's license, and it was Peter from the Cosby Show.
Did he still look like the fat kid though? Did he?
He looked like himself, like grown up, you know, he had thinned out or whatever.
Okay. Why do I not remember this kid?
The little fat kid.
Yeah.
Peter.
His bit was he used to run out the door all the time.
Oh, wait a second. Yes, yes. Yes.
Do you know him, Gilbert?
Yeah, I know who it is now.
Oh, who is it?
Yeah, they were like the next door neighbors.
Yes, yes, yes.
He ruined Bill Cosby's knee.
He ruined his knee. He was so heavy on it. Remember all the kids were lying and he was heavy?
Yeah. Oh, I remember now.
I think
you
had a story.
And he always had like the deadpan look on his face.
Yeah.
He was afraid of everything.
It was just a fat look.
Maybe
really.
He just knew.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had seen everything.
He had seen everything. And he was
the only one. Stood there like,
and
it's how he got the job.
Peter, I like you. You keep your mouth shut.
It's like some Empire shit, you know? All right.
What else is in the news?
Well, there's more Donald Trump stuff.
Oh,
he might be falling behind, but he's got some stuff coming up. He has a new book out called Crippled America.
Yeah.
It's about it's about Lieutenant Dan.
He should have put
Crippled America. I love that he put crippled in
it. He should have put Uncle Sam in a wheelchair in the front cover.
He looks like, on the cover, his face looks like the face of the like possessed portrait in Ghostbusters 2.
Like Vigo?
The
master of evil?
He looks like he's taking a shit. I mean, look at the face.
Yeah. It's
like
legal. Oh. You know it.
Can I see that?
You know it.
Oh. Wow. He looks like, weird. It's like he stooped over. Yeah. It looks like he's walking away from America after it just fucked him in the ass. Stupid America.
Gilbert, does that look familiar? Gilbert.
I thought you were cool. I thought America's way cooler. You guys suck.
The book's going to be number one on New York Times.
Oh, he's got a blue tie. That's not a power tie.
No, the book is going to be number one on New York Post.
Yes. That too. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Because can I tell you something? Of all the politician books, you know, they always make a stupid fucking book like Hopes of My Father. Yeah. Stupid shit. Who would read that?
Everybody.
I wouldn't read
just
it.
Just a country full of people. Us.
Him and Saddam Hussein's novel. Those two ones are my top guys I would try to read. Saddam Hussein's books, I can't believe that will never be published here. You know, he wrote three novels, like thriller spy novels.
Is it spy or is it like mob?
They're just, whatever they are, I would do anything to read a translation of Saddam Hussein's.
I'm sure you can get it.
Amazing fiction.
I bet they're just as good as, like, Kim Jong-il's movies.
Wait, is Joe?
Well, you know, supposedly that Sacha Baron Cohen movie, the one people were, like, kind of mad about.
The
well,
interview?
No.
The dictator
was supposedly based on one of Saddam Hussein's books, or maybe that just he heard Saddam Hussein wrote these events, but maybe he read the book. I don't know. I'd do anything to read it. And the OJ book that didn't come out, if I did it, I would have read that book.
Oh, yes.
I like how you just list books you would have read.
They said no go. We're not going to put them out.
But books is actually out. Books? He's not going to read any books that's printed or published.
Dude, the books aren't available, is what I'm saying.
I know.
You understand? I would read them if I could get my hands on them.
Right, but the joke was that all the books that are published, you don't want to read them. But all the books that's never getting published, like this, oh, I came that close to reading. That was the joke.
Can you read, Kurt?
Will you read my book? You have a book?
Will you read my book?
Will you give me one?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll totally read it. I won't buy it.
You can read it to him,
I'll stick the pages
or I can come over and you two can lay in bed and I'll read it to you guys.
I can help.
Well, we got a lot of good options.
She's not talking to me when she's saying
now, this.
Well, hold on. Karen's dead of this. Me and Christine have plans.
Now
listen.
Kurt's got a book called...
I heard a rumor that Burt Reynolds wrote a book.
Right.
And it can only be released after he dies.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's a rumor heard.
Now, that's a good rumor.
Yeah, that's...
That is a good rumor. I'm ready to kill Burt Reynolds right now.
Yeah!
I mean, I'm going to hire a guy to make that book come out if that's
true. I
mean,
if anybody got some great Hollywood stories or smashings, it's Burt Reynolds. He touched everything.
Yeah.
And you know he went upside Lonnie Anderson's ass.
There's only,
went upside her head a couple times.
What about who? What about Farrah Fawcett? Because Farrah Fawcett. Do you remember Farrah Fawcett died same time as Michael Jackson?
Same day. He stole her shine.
Yeah, but yeah. she died of colorectal cancer from HPV.
Yeah.
Because she was real cool about anal, apparently. But whose fucking HPV was it, I wonder?
You think it's...
It was hers.
Burt Reynolds?
Her own? So you're saying she caught the anal cancer from someone?
From HPV.
Let's throw that allegedly out there. Let me just mention allegedly a couple times before
from
we
HPV.
Get to it.
No, I like his story better.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody likes my facts much better.
But I know the courts will like it too, so let's just say allegedly.
She's dead. What, is she going to sue me?
Her estate is not dead. The her estate is alive and will sue you.
Those
that's
ass fuckers,
works.
You
yes.
tell them.
Charlie's Angels will come after you.
I just like, I thought it was pretty. No, she came out and said... The whole reason, you know, which I always thought was
after
cool.
She died. She said she died. She had HPV from anal
sex. When
she
was dying from it, she was very open. And I don't know if she came out and said anal sex directly, but the way she said it was like, oh, she's pretty cool, but.
She said, I had my fun and now I'm shitting my life away.
Something to
whoa,
that effect.
Charlie's anal.
It's more poetic.
Yeah. It's been done, so you know.
Charlie's anal. Anal's been
wow.
done.
That's a great title.
No, she was asking if you knew where to download it. Where now? Who? Yeah, and.
Back to you.
Yeah, what's the...
Charlie's anal.
All right, hold on. Like Aaron, you got any more?
Well, we've done a bunch of Trump stuff, but he's hosting SNL this weekend.
That's
and,
right.
Hispanic groups are protesting it.
Yeah, I saw him outside of Rockefeller Center. Good. It was two dudes. One said he was late to work, so he had to leave. It's the hype.
Oh my gosh, they'd be so much better off in California having these protests since we just have the most Hispanics.
And plus, well, it's different in California, right? Like, there's not like a Mexican thing here like that.
It's Mexicans here, but everybody's
but
working.
But there's not a discomfort. Well, a buddy, even people in like Peru or places where they get mistaken for Mexican a lot.
Oh yeah, that's
like
here.
My buddy Frank told me when he lived on the West Coast, he never had white friends until he moved to like east to Philly and shit because they don't talk like people don't talk like that where he was from in LA.
I agree.
Yeah, so that's like a lot more bad blood in them kind of states. Like I'm like, eh, let Mexicans go. I don't care. But they
it's
have
more
like
us them. It's more us them when you got more space to be us them. We all on top of each other in New York, so it's like this us niggas. Wheeze.
Yeah, I don't. You have to tell me that.
No, I know.
I live in a much worse spot than you.
I know, and I revel in that every day.
I live in Washington Heights down the street from a loony bin. An outpatient loony bin, so there's no clear marking. So it took me a while to figure out that, like, all the Dominicans aren't just crazy.
And I'm on
Hub-A-C. Like, I didn't know they were so crazy.
Wow.
And somebody finally took me aside, like, yeah, there's a loony bin on the block.
And I live on Upper East Side. When Kurt comes to visit me, I have to sign him into the block, to the neighborhood.
Yeah, not the front desk.
He's not the kind of white they want up there.
Their neighborhood.
From the neighborhood.
I don't know how they see me get in.
I'm not going to come to 3rd Avenue to get him.
I love it.
So the protesting,
he's with me.
I mean, what is the protest like? And you know,
so
did he, yeah, go ahead.
They're mad because he's, you know, Donald Trump isn't really careful with his words. I think he's called them crafty and rapists.
To be fair to Donald Trump, but not that I think he's great, but he did just say the illegals, right? Like,
right.
He's not like, or is it that he says illegals to say Mexican, right?
How is that fair to him? Like, he said that about. Yeah, anyone that was here illegally.
He said that Mexico is sending their criminals,
right.
Their rapists.
He's not out. He said not all of them, though. To be fair, he did say, I'm sure some of them are nice.
Well, you know, that's what I think is the reason what's wrong. Like, when we have Ann Coulter on and we get in this argument, because she'll say how the media is not showing
her.
Yeah, she's great on the
show.
Yeah,
she's on the show.
The way she argues,
she's
like,
a big friend of the
like
show.
She looks at the immigration thing where it's like, they're not telling us how many... Like what percentage of crimes are being committed, you know, by these illegals coming in. I'm like, all right, but like, what percentage of illegals are rapists? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, because you want me to paint all of them by this one brush.
The picture
and so she's
is
asking
brought
a small,
up because
yeah.
first generation Hispanics that come to America are normally from the generation of people who that is very common on the fields and in other surfaces of their life where...
rape among young girls, just like in a lot of third world countries, is common. So what do you say? When Anne talks about, you know, I just finished her last book and I loved it. When she talks about the fact that, you know, we're not tracking this. Yeah, we can't track him. In L.A., if you get in a car accident 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be an illegal. He's going to look at you. He's going to tell you what he's an illegal and he's going to bail. And you're done. So the uninsured motorist in Los Angeles is so incredibly high because they think that 70 to 80% of the drivers are driving illegally.
Wow.
That's unreal.
That is crazy.
No. Like if we're talking about rape and the type of rape that that Donald Trump is afraid of isn't the type of rape that's happening to girls that are working in the field. He's worried about white girls getting raped. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really give a shit about like migrant female workers getting raped.
Yeah. Well, most of America really don't, to be honest with
you. No, and that's fucked up.
Shouldn't be here in the first place. Should you leave those jobs for America?
The penalty for coming to America illegally should
leave
not
those
be
rapes for Americans.
I agree. It should not be victimized.
What I want to know is, does he go to an all-inclusive resort in some place like Cancun on vacation? And
the Trump resort. The Trump resort is the most huge. Is the best resort.
It's the craziest. It's the hugest. Huge.
But here's the real fucking puss in this whole story. NBC Universal, who fucking canceled Trump's show, fired him from a show. We won't be associated with this. And now he's hosting SNL
He shouldn't have a show and run for president.
But
though.
Here's the thing.
I mean,
but no,
I don't think
they didn't fire him because of that. They fired him over his comments and said he won't be on NBC anymore. And he took him off of Univision, which they owned.
Right.
And now he's hosting SNL this weekend on NBC Universal.
Yeah, is
because
should
it shows you
have
it shows you
political?
Lorne Michaels. Yeah. Lorne Michaels is more powerful than fucking NBC executives,
and that is true.
Are you for them having politicians on SNL,
yes,
or do you
always.
Go for the Liz Winstead thing, which I kind of agree? Which a politician shouldn't get to be like the guy, like the funny one, like. They should never get to have that position.
You should never have to put any fucking limitations on any of these guys. If you can be that guy, be that guy. And you can still govern.
Yeah, but I see where you're
saying. If you can do that and govern, do it. But if you can't, don't do it.
In other countries, there's no entertainment value allowed to their politicians.
Well,
some countries. And they are viewed one way, and they have a structure to be one way. That's all they do.
Well, some countries of Philippines, where Manny Pacquiao sings, boxes, and he's the most powerful politician there.
Do you think that if Donald Trump said something... like as egregious about African Americans or about gays that SNL would be having him host.
You know what?
No,
I don't. And I'll tell you how this is because I think he did say
some
out of
not citizens.
Because there is a real problem with immigration. So it's not like if you were just saying stuff about blacks or gays, the shit people tend to say about them, especially with the gay thing, is like insane, like made up shit. So he's putting a negative spin on a thing that's already a real problem.
And plus, when he say blacks, he's talking about Americans. If he say anything else, he's talking about Americans. So when he's saying he's legals, he's referring to America.
I think that's how.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's
right
why I think the difference.
No, but
that's the out.
I think that people are so much more psyched to get upset about anti-gay things or anti-black things. But if something's like anti-woman or anti-Latino, it's not as cool to get worked up about it. So it's like interesting to me that it's like some Hispanic groups are protesting because he said this one thing about Hispanics rather than like all the insane fucking things he said about women.
You are right about the hypocrisy of getting worked up about some shit
spots.
About a group you're not in, which is what all these fucking blogs.
Well, that's what
on behalf of all of them.
And people at SNL, it's all rich white men making decisions.
Yeah, Gilbert was on SNL. What do you think about this?
You know what? He got lost a couple minutes
once
ago.
Once again, for pinpoint political commentary. Gilbert, you handle this one.
Throw it into you. We're going to lob it to you, Gilbert. You got this. Come
on. Who's sucking the most dicks at SNL?
Tell us right now. Who sucked your dick at SNL? Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Quentin.
Well, what's an example of a woman
he's
thing?
He's staying out of it.
Like a woman thing where somebody, like Latino is Donald Trump, obviously, or whoever, but what's a woman thing that where people weren't mad that like they should have been mad? You know what I mean? Like
Donald Trump made a joke about Megyn Kelly
in the debate.
And it was hilarious.
The thing that would have been hilarious is if he would have owned it, but he didn't. He pussed out after
he
made that joke.
He only said that about Rosie O'Donnell.
This is what he said. He said the Rosie O'Donnell thing during the debate.
Right.
But after the debate, via phone, he said to another station that she had blood in her eyes, blood
coming
out of her,
out of
whatever. And then when he was confronted about it, he was like, no, he did that Donald Trump like little
but he said
like
ears
jazz
or something.
Hands thing.
I don't
and
know
he
if
was
he
like,
made,
no,
made
I didn't
them.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. It's like, yes, you did. You pussy.
Wow,
like
even,
own that.
He's even
but
better than I thought he was.
But
dancing out of that.
you can't run for president
unless
and say,
you're Ben Carson, apparently.
You can't run for president with real money and say, yeah, I said she had blood coming coming out of her pussy.
You can't say it in the beginning.
I can say it because I ain't running for that thing.
No, he
Abraham Lincoln.
This is a guy that we, if he was.
Said in, he said, she's got blood in her pussy.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
and he saved
that's
America.
That's written in, on.
That's right. He said 4 score and 7 bloody pussies ago.
Yes, it's on the bark of a tree. He wrote it.
But how is
blood in the pussy?
I like that Trump said all that shit, and everybody's like, "Oh, people love this awful Trump," and then they love Ben Carson even more. Like, that's not even like shitty enough. They're like, "Now we want a guy who's like, oh, Joseph in the pyramids." Like,
here's the thing about like the national poll of primary. Stuff
uh-huh.
Like the reality is we don't all vote in primaries on the same day. There's an order that it happens in, and the order that it happens in tends to weed out the more extreme candidates, especially for the GOP. Yeah, because like blue states vote before red states.
Yeah.
So it's settled before we get to the super deep south or the super red states who's going to be the nominee.
Yep.
Like that's why people are saying it'll probably be Rubio now, because he's like the least crazy he's third. Trump is not going to win early primary states. We're not going to see Carson winning early primary states. A guy who thinks the pyramids were built to store grain is not going to win early primary
states. Yeah, voting has always been the same thing. You know you're going to have a foot in your ass when you vote, so you just look for the person with the smallest feet.
Yeah.
And right now, Rubio, as far as Republicans, like he got the smallest feet.
Yeah. I mean, for a lot of primary voters, yeah. And in the states that are going to vote first, that's their tendency is to vote that way.
And this happened like 4 years ago where we just cycle through the GOP candidates and everyone kind of gets their like moment in the sun, and then we like use them up and like squeeze all the crazy
out of them. Yeah,
McCain
was like that. I like McCain. It was like when it was him against Obama, the people who were like fiercely against Obama, and they like,
oh, yeah.
It's like you love McCain so much now. What about when he's run against that fucking chimp,
McCain
George
was great.
W. If he was such a great man,
okay, right.
They're like, no, I mean before a black guy.
McCain was great when he was running, when people tried to make it a racial thing or make it like
right.
Obama wasn't American or he was Muslim. And McCain, I give him credit for this. He always checked motherfuckers on that.
Well, he probably fucked up bringing Lisa's famous character.
Yeah, my nemesis. Like, you know, bringing Sarah Palin into the mix really stirred things.
I have to do stuff
things.
To you in that outfit.
Isn't it amazing?
I just wore it last weekend. Actually, you got to meet me for your very first time. I was dressed as Sarah Palin. Isn't that weird?
Oh, my God.
First impression.
I have to have that, Lisa.
Isn't that crazy that she played...
God,
Lisa played Sarah Palin in a porno, right?
Yes.
And she's as
in a series of 7 pornos,
right.
Okay?
But that you were like as or more qualified to be the vice president than actual Sarah Palin.
She's absolutely more qualified.
The version is
Tina Fey actually
shit together more.
Tina Fey wrote me into an American Broadcast Association speech right after Palin was pulled for this, and she said, "Lisa Ann might know more about foreign policy than me and Sarah Palin." But I know more about three ways than both of them. So it was very much the common joke. And I did.
Test that theory.
I spoke at the convention. Like, people were giving me, like, floor time to actually set up a fake podium everywhere I was and, like, talk. It was
that's
phenomenal.
Amazing.
What convention were you at? The RNC or the DNC?
I went to the RNC and the DNC.
In Tampa?
Yep. I was at the RNC
in Tampa,
Aaron,
too.
I was dancing at the
bonding.
Dollhouse.
Hold on. When is CPAC?
CPAC is usually at the end of February.
Right.
They haven't started media registration yet, but you guys should.
We're going.
Okay,
we're going.
Here's my idea. Because I really like the idea that we go play CPAC. Mm-hmm. But what if Lisa Ann was there dressed as Sarah Palin at CPAC with us?
Oh, yeah.
How fucking incredible would that be?
We got to make sure we don't get thrown out right away, though.
Yeah.
But yes, we will do
that.
I think that there's a fair number of, and I know that like this is going to betray my.
Are we doing it?
Does the name Race Wars help?
There's like cool people there. There's cool people at CPAC. There are people that are like actually kind of chill and funny.
Oh, yeah. Run into guys all the time.
Because Ann's going to be there, right?
Yeah, Ann will be there.
Well, now they're kind of on the outs with Ann Coulter, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't. They're not super into her as much.
Yeah,
anymore.
People.
Dude, I would love to get a photo with me dressed as Palin with Ann Coulter. Like,
oh,
that's
I
like,
know.
We
oh,
can't
I got
happen.
My life. Like,
oh, we're gonna do a movie.
8x10 in my house.
Oh,
I'm checked out, man. That would be dope.
Oh, me, you, and Ann in a movie, Lise.
In a dream world, Gilbert Gottfried would be dressed as Uncle Sam. So how great would that be, Gilbert, as Uncle Sam at our table at CPAC?
Chicka Bow Wow. I hear that music starting already. Chicka Bow Wow.
This
as
been...
crippled Uncle Sam.
crippled America.
I was fucked in the ass.
So many times by Bill Cosby.
Holy shit.
I know exactly what he said.
This episode, it was amazing.
Why, are we already at the end?
We only got like 4 minutes left. I want to find out what Gilbert's going to be.
Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast on GilbertGottfried.com.
Yes.
And my Twitter is Real Gilbert.
All righty. What do you got, Shawty?
Lisa, what are you doing?
Oh, Lisa, go ahead.
Well, I got my
guest, Kurt.
Book coming out. It's called The Life, Playing Palin, My Love of Sports, and Living to the Fullest on My Own Terms. You can also tweet with me and hit me on Instagram at TheRealLisaAnn.
I'll hit you right here. Oh, and I'll be at Caroline's on Wednesday with Artie Lang.
And Gilbert will be at Caroline's on Wednesday with Artie Lang and myself and my friend.
And yeah, and I'm going to be hitting that.
You're a real tough
cookie. Oh, man.
With a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me.
Yeah.
Before I put another notch in my lipstick case. You know, that's Pat Benatar.
Yeah, this is a beautiful poem that's happening here.
Bravo.
It's Pat Benatar, hit me with your brush. I did it in fifth grade at my talent show, and I still remember it word for word. It's my number one karaoke go-to song.
I played Kanicki in fifth grade. I was the first black Kanicki from Greece.
Yeah, I have never seen...
We're sharing stuff.
I have never seen someone take Gilbert this seriously in my entire life. Like, he's not making real statements. We'll eat you. Don't...
Oh, Chad, don't worry. I can feel it. It would feel like this. It would be a tap. I mean, what's he got?
It's not even a thing you got to worry about.
What you got? Those little arms, huh? Those little strings in your sleeve there.
Oh, Aaron, anything going on with you, or you can't talk about nothing?
I can't talk about anything, but next week there'll be something going on.
Okay, good. All right,
cool. And what's up with you, Nay?
I also got a book coming out. It's called Don't Be Dirty, Little Dirt. But I wrote it on the inside of a Corn Pops box.
So
which is a lot harder than you think, because I didn't like take the box apart. I did it while the box was still.
Wow, that takes some talent right there.
Thank you. Also, I'm at Nanglish at Twitter.
Boom. Booyaka shot.
Everyone else got shit to promote. Oh, our buddy.
Oh, Armin. Armin's song. Make sure y'all go to iTunes. Yeah. Invisible Kids. Go ahead, Armin.
Yeah, Invisible Kids on iTunes. The album's The Changes LP.
Yes, that single's dope.
Yeah, and you can check us out. We also, if you don't want to buy it, you can just listen to us on... what's that fucking website? Spotify.
Yeah.
What are you carrying? Hurry up, because we're
2 minutes.
And Cross the Mouth is still on with half of us plus other people, but it's still going strong, and it's like a really dope show. So listen to Cross the Mouth. We're on iTunes, and you can rate us and
review
us.
Didn't pay Caitlin either.
Yeah, we make $0, but just listen to us anyway.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So Race Wars. Yeah, we're back. We're back next week. We got a great show next week too. Check us out.
You'll never have a better show than this one.
Lisa, I'm going back
with the flower I said.
Lisa, listen to me. We're going to fuck.
Sherrod, you're being weird.
Yeah.
You're making going it uncomfortable.
This is like the part from Out of Sight with J-Lo.
He said that to me too, so.
And was I lying?
Yeah.